Yes, welcome everybody. This is your Sky Sports Radio weekly podcast, Trots Talk. It's normally with Amanda Rando, but she's been given time off. So we're going to talk with the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales, John Dumsney. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Well, the situation with rain around the state is affecting basically all of the racing codes. It's just been extraordinary.
It has. It's a once-in-a-century phenomenon that this is occurring. And whilst all the clubs and the officials try to get these meetings off the ground, the weather just predicts exactly what we can do, and it's causing havoc, really.
Yeah, it is. And Yugara, sadly, has been, badly affected by the loss of their annual meetings.
Yes, and I think the club made the very correct decision in deciding to forgo the Canola Cup for the year. It's a flagship event for harness racing. It's it kicks off our tab.com.au Carnival Cups program, and it attracts an enormous crowd. Now, here's the ironic part of it. Last year, it was sweltering hot. This year, it's rained so much that we can't conduct it. But the Canola Cup will be back next year. And the decision that they took, the club, and it was supported by Harness Racing New South Wales, there certainly were many, many trainers that were going to be somewhat disadvantaged by the fact that they just haven't been able to work their horses for not a few days, but probably several weeks, or work them properly anyway.
Yeah, to have them fit. I guess, look, Yugara sadly lost, and you had to do that, as you mentioned, with all the flooding around that area and people getting in and out. But I guess in some way you move quickly, and you've added two meetings at Bathurst.
Yes, well, we have a commitment. We have a commitment, of course, to our wagering partners, and TAB's our leading wagering partner. We have an agreement to put on so many meetings a year. Yes, we can fall out of that agreement through force majeure, rain, etc. But, the meetings have to go on. There are other trainers that can work their horses, so they need an opportunity. They can't just be standing at home in the stables. So, yes, it's all about providing an opportunity both for the punters, for the owners, for the trainers, and we move forward. And we must distribute that prize money as well.
Yeah, understand. All right, so Bathurst, they race on Monday, the public holiday Monday coming up for Labor Day in replacement to Yugara. We'll be back there next year, bigger than better, we hope.
Certainly will. And it's a hard-working, small committee, but a hard-working club. But how they operate, two meetings a year, they call on all the district community to help them. The farmers, the shopkeepers in Yugara itself, and in the surrounding towns of Forbes Park, Cowra, Canoundra, people just pitch in and they make that meeting what it is. So you're correct. Next year, 2017, bigger and better than ever, the Canola Cup will be held at Yugara.
Yeah, for sure. Just on that, Yugara badly affected, as we've explained there, but what's it done to, I remember a couple of months ago, a big release came out from Harness Racing New South Wales about prize money and also building programs. What's the weather doing there, John?
Well, prize money, of course, we roll that out, but for the building programs, you hit the nail right on the head there. We have some significant building programs to go ahead. We have one in Wagga that's about to kick off. But what we're seeing is that this unprecedented weather is certainly causing construction troubles across New South Wales. The board will engage the correct experts to look at what the situation is there. And I would say, and it's obvious, that there will be delays. That project in Wagga will not be able to start. The weather is just beyond us. Nothing we can do about it. We're certainly moving forward with these projects, but the weather will cause some delays in that respect.
Okay. Now, the Carnival of Cups, we mentioned Yugara not on, but you've got a heap of them coming up in November. Griffith, Musselbrook, Blaney is on again. Bathurst have got theirs. And, of course, one of the big meetings on New Year's Eve is always down on the border at Albury.
Yes, you're right. We kick off the Carnival Cups with the smaller clubs. We ease into it because in the early part of the season there are lesser horses, but and a lot of better horses are coming through. So they like going to these smaller clubs and propping up their meetings with quality. But then you're correct. We get into Albury and Bathurst. Bathurst, we have the Shirley Turnbull, a $30,000 race. It starts part of the bonus bonus race system, and Albury's spectacular. It's it is the focal point in Albury and the district for the night. They have a really big fireworks spectacular at the end of the day, end of the night, because it's New Year's night. But Carnival Cups is really links the industry together. Everybody gets behind everyone else's Carnival Cups, and they're really great. And what is good, Tabcorp sponsor that series. Tabcorp also sponsor the awards that come out of those race meetings, where the clubs are so competitive. And they're quite major awards that they do receive. And, of course, they will be announced at our awards night, which is at the end of October.
Yeah, looking forward to getting all those. And I know there's around 30 different categories for the annual awards night, and there's all sorts of criteria, and obviously, the pacer and those sort of things with age categories and things like that. We've seen some remarkable performances in the last 12 months. Time gets away from us, but these good horses, John, are slowly reappearing with obviously the Inter-Dominion in mind over in Perth, but lead-up races galore.
Yes, normally at this time of the year, we'd be talking New Zealand Cup into the Miracle Mile, but with the switch around, the Inter-Dominion is the next major event on the Australian continent. New Zealand Cup is still in its normal place, but as we talk about the Miracle Mile, with the Miracle Mile, the club today will announce new conditions for the Miracle Mile, a new sponsor, and we look forward to that. It's bigger and better than ever, and that carnival will take place next February.
Okay, well, we look forward to those announcements. This Saturday night at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, the running of the Group 3 Paul Fitzpatrick Cup is the feature race. It's race 6 on the program there at 8:22. I am Mr. Brightside, is racing extremely well at the moment. It's drawn gate 6. Shannon's a Blast has come back with a return win, and Saloon Passage is going really well as well for Nathan Hurst, the trainer driver. So the feature race at Tabcorp Park, Menangle on Saturday night is the Paul Fitzpatrick Cup, a Group 3 race for the Pacers, and it's over the 2300. There's 8 races at Tabcorp Park, Menangle on Saturday, with the first at 12 minutes to 6. John, thanks for your time, for your weekly podcast. We look forward to it all unfolding over the next few weeks.
Thank you, Andrew.
John Dumsey joining us, the CEO of Harness Racing New South Wales, in our Trots Talk podcast.